Yesterday, the Chicago City Council approved a plan from Mayor Rahm Emanuel to revamp police oversight. It creates a new agency to investigate police shootings and misconduct, and it's one of a number of changes to policing in Chicago since the release of that 2014 video showing a white officer firing 16 rounds and killing Laquan McDonald, an African-American teenager. But as Chip Mitchell of WBEZ in Chicago reports, there's one big question about the agency. Who's going to control it?
The ordinance that passed yesterday will get rid of IPRA, the Independent Police Review Authority. It's the agency that investigates police shootings and misconduct complaints. And it took a lot of blame after the McDonald shooting for failing to hold cops accountable. Instead of IPRA, there'll be something called the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, or COPA. Here's Mayor Emanuel at yesterday's city council meeting.
I want to thank everybody for the efforts they've made to get to this point, and I would consider this the beginning of a journey, not the end.
Emanuel says the journey from here will include creating a board of civilians that's supposed to give the community a role in the police oversight. The ordinance passed yesterday doesn't say anything about that board, but many aldermen say they're counting on it. Aldermen like Millie Santiago.
We want to make sure that this process is an inclusive one where everybody is in and nobody is left out.
What's not clear is whether this board will have real power. Like, will it get to choose the chief of COPA, the agency that'll investigate police misconduct? That's what a task force created by Emanuel after the McDonald video called for. Alderman John Arena implored his colleagues to make sure the community board has these things.
Real teeth, real funding, and real power over the COPA and over the police department. And if we fail there, everything, all the work that we put into will be for nothing.
Alderman Roderick Sawyer says the power over the police department needs to extend to policymaking to address what he claims are major problems.
Things like racial bias and other things that we're tending not to talk about enough when we talk about police reform. The culture of the police department and its inherent bias sometimes that it has against people of color.
There's another big question about this community board. Who's going to appoint its members? The mayor?
Will it really represent the community and the citizens?
University of Illinois at Chicago political scientist Dick Simpson was an alderman himself back in the 70s.
There have been seven or eight crises over the last three or four decades in which various things about repairing the police board or creating new agencies have been tried. They've never been given either the independence or the strength or the ability to actually curb police abuse.
At least one big group of Chicagoans is pushing for less citizen involvement. That group is the Fraternal Order of Police, the union for 10,000 Chicago cops.
Violent crime and shootings and homicides are going through the roof.
Dean Angelo heads the union.
If we continue to blanket this profession with multiple layers of civilian involvement that don't know how this job is supposed to be performed, that's very dangerous for the law-abiding populations of our inner cities.
Mayor Emanuel says his administration is working with community groups to craft an ordinance that'll set up the community board and define how much influence that board will have in police accountability. Emanuel's team says that ordinance will be ready early next year.
And we'll be watching. That's Chip Mitchell of WBEZ in Chicago reporting.